Sarah, as if cocaine use isn't risky enough, now there is this new danger associated with the drug. It can cause your flesh to rot. That is right. Doctors here at UCLA, or I should say Harbor UCLA Medical Center, we're seeing an alarming number of patients with a mysterious skin condition. But now that condition, that mystery, is solved. Michelle Pfeiffer's character in the movie Scarface arguably made snorting cocaine look glamorous and reinforced stereotypes that coke is the drug of choice of the rich and sometimes famous. Al Pacino's crime kingpin did plenty of blow as well. Both probably wouldn't get close to this stuff, however, if they knew about an alarming trend among users today. Rotting black flesh on the nose, ears, neck, all over the body in some cases. The effects look like frostbite or gangrene. But a dermatologist at Harbor UCLA Medical Center in Torrance, along with researchers in San Francisco and New York, found the culprit. Dr. Noah Kraft co-authored a case study
describing a series of patients that had taken contaminated cocaine either by snorting it or smoking it, and then a horrible, severe skin reaction that developed from the contaminant in the cocaine.
That contaminant, Kraft says, is called levamisole, a drug used to deworm livestock.
Well, it's unclear why exactly it's being cut into the cocaine, but there are some older papers in the literature describing that it does stimulate neurons the same way that cocaine does.
Tissue starts to decay quickly, in 1 to 2 days. The tainted cocaine also can attack a person's bone marrow and immune system and kill him or her. And Dr. Kraft says the victims cut across all demographics, rich, poor, white, black, Latino, and so forth. The Department of Justice estimates that up to 70% of the cocaine supply in the U.S. is tainted with this deworming agent. So the bottom line, you do drugs, you are taking enormous risks.